Blog Talk Radio. Merle, and it's Merle Exit, and I happen to be at B.B. King's doing the show this evening. Well, for me, this is the evening. I'm here in New York City, and B.B. King's is on is at the Times Square location. And first, I've got a couple of things I want to tell you about before I tell you what's going on. I want to, everybody wants me to tell something, so let's. First, I'm going to be going to a Taj Mahal, the Trump Taj Mahal Casino Resort tomorrow, Friday. It seems like El Molino is a famed Italian restaurant inspired by brothers Gino and Fernando Masci will be opening this fall at Atlantic City's Trump Taj Mahal Casino Resort. And they're going to be having two restaurant concepts. One is El Molino, New York, with white tablecloth and tuxedo-clad waiters. And then they have Trattoria, a more casual, creative fare of pizza, pasta, and lighter dishes. So that's what I'll be off to tomorrow. And by the way, I saw Riverdance for the first time. I saw it at the New Jersey Performing Arts Center in Newark. Wow. I mean, talk about energy. Wow. I mean, next week I'm going to be attending an event having to do with Ireland, which is perfect. So hopefully I'll be calling in from wherever I am there at this event. But I have to tell you that with the river dance, I mean, every time a dance would end, I was expecting three people in the audience to get up and yell, 10, 10, 10. Riverdance is on tour right now. And so if you want to see where it is in the town nearest you, go to riverdance.com. Were you surprised that it would be riverdance.com? Yep, and to catch the tour. I don't know if it was, having not seen the Broadway show, I can't say that it was better or not better than the Broadway show. I didn't see anything wrong with this one. There was a great bunch of talented people doing this. Last night I saw new Broadway musical Cry Baby. I didn't cry once. I laughed a whole hell of a lot, though. Really good show. Lots of great choreography, pretty decent songs, cute plot. Good talent. I think it's a cross between Grease and All Shook Up. If you're coming into New York, you want to catch a pretty good show. If that's the kind of show you like, it's kind of warped, though. It's a bit warped. I don't want to go into the whole thing because I have to write the review for next week. And so here I am at B.B. King's, and I'm probably not the best one to talk about B.B. King's, so I think I have a guy down here who's going to tell us a little about the place. Where are you? Pick up the phone there. You got the phone? You picking it up? He's picking up the wrong one. Sales one. You're on. No, it's not working. Got it? No. I'm over here, by the way, I'm here because there's tourism from southeastern coast of the country, all promoting all the areas like Alabama, et cetera. So anyway, okay. So and they'll be coming in, and they'll be coming in. So before they come in, I'm gonna have somebody tell you what the heck BB King's is all about. Hey, you're not gonna tell me?
Sure.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Go ahead.
Hi, I'm John Saroff. I'm the director of publicity here at BB King's. BB King's is a supper club in the heart of New York City at Times Square. We do live music 7 nights a week. It's an assortment of different sorts of artists. We do heavy metal, we do country, we do hip-hop, we do rock, we do classic rock. It's pretty much any sort of music you could put your mind to. It's a hell of a venue. We certainly hope you manage to come by.
Well, that's pretty good. I love I'm so glad when they do live entertainment, because I really, really bothered when corpses perform. You know, it's really it's a negative. Yeah. So I'm really good. How's the food here?
The food is excellent.
What kind of food?
It's an American Grill.
American Grill. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Fully
stocked. That's a good thing to know. Oh, that's good. Yeah. I hate places to go to and there's just two bottles to choose from. That really sucks, doesn't it? Yeah, and you don't know which one to choose, you know. The one on the left. Oh, okay. I'll try the next time that I go there. Okay, great. Thanks for telling us. Thanks for clearing this up. Well, you know, I have a lot of I have all these sponsors. So let's give you our first one, and you know which one I have to do first, because I know who's listening.
What would you do to earn brownie points? How about treating someone to what may be the best brownies they've ever tasted? Fairy Tale Brownies. They may seem like one of the richest bars of fudge, with varieties that include caramel, chocolate chip, espresso nib, raspberry swirl, mint chocolate, all made with Calbo dark Belgian chocolate. But yes, they are brownies, and that's no fairy tale.
Oh, yeah, I can go for one of those myself right now. Yeah. But I did have a little bit of food over here from the area. So they had some gumbo, and gumbo had okra in it versus Oprah. And what else did they have here? They had some like pieces of chicken with bacon wrapped chicken, which I don't know that that's necessarily like something you'd get in like New Orleans or something else like in that area. Of course, had fried catfish, you know, but I didn't get, I think there was some shrimp, but I didn't get to the shrimp. I was so busy talking to all these tourism people. See, the problem is, I'm going to try to have them come where I am. I'm sitting in some office right now, and I'm trying to have them come in, in the middle of, I think, speeches and heck knows what's going on up there. I understand that they're going to have some entertainment from, you know, I guess, I think it's a kind of blues kind of entertainment. People, if you're coming to New York, by the way, I mean I have a bone to pick with New York. I gotta get this off my chest. They have this new thing in with the MTA, the buses here, and it says the whole big thing about safety. Safety is our concern. Your safety is our concern. And so what they've developed here is that if you're on the bus and it's like between 10 p.m. and I think 4 or 5 a.m. and you want to get off at a stop that's not a regular bus stop just for your safety, then you can ask. And according to what I understand, I mean, if you ask, I get that if you ask kind of like nicely and whatever, and they pull over to a place that says it's supposed to be safe. And so I decided I was going to try this out. I decided to test this out, and I'm on a bus, and it said it was a limited stop bus. So I didn't stop at all the regular stops, where actually one of the stops was my own bus stop. But I wanted to see what would happen. So I get on the bus, and we're riding, and I said to the guy, you know, can I get off at a safe spot? And he says, I don't do this on this line. We don't do this on this line. And what turned out is happened that it was after midnight, and I wound up having to walk 6 blocks. Okay. Needless to say, I sent in a letter into the MTA to see what they want to do about this. Now, I decided to ask some of the bus drivers, like, you know, what they thought and whatever. And one bus driver, I tried another bus driver, and asked him to get off, though. But I, you know, mentioned this. He says, it's up to the discretion of the bus driver. It's up to them. And I said, oh, okay. Now, today I'm coming into the city, and I'm this woman, I'm trying to even ask her. And, wow, she's nasty as heck. Go sit down, lady. I'll talk to you. Go, come, you know, get a next bus stop or whatever. She didn't want to talk to me. She didn't, you know, she was really nasty. And then at the end of the trip, it was the end of the stop, so I walked over. I said, well, now can you speak with me? And she says, what do you want, lady? And I tried to ask her again. I was trying to be nice. And basically, like, she, you know, I just turned around and said, forget about it, never mind. Now, the thing is, if each of the bus drivers decide that they don't want to do this, then what's the point of having this happen? You know, what's the point of having this as a law or whatever it is that the bus drivers put in? The thing that really kind of bothered me is that before I left the house today, normally I don't carry a bunch of change with me, and I decided just in case, I know this is probably ridiculous, most people won't do this, but just in case, I'm going to take quarters to amount to $2 and quarters to, because that would be the bus fare. I said, just in case somebody comes on the bus and they need change. Well, as soon as I got on the bus, the guy who came on right after me apparently didn't have his the Metro card or whatever, and he was trying to hand a dollar bill to the bus driver, and she's saying, can you take this? And she's screaming, oh, what's the matter with you? Is this the first time you're on the bus? And starts saying, does anybody have a Metro card or something? I said, I have change. I said, you know, and I even said, I purposely brought the change just in case this would happen. And so the woman being nasty to me after this is really, that was the killer. You know, try to be nice, boy, and not only, you know, like, boy, get a real slap in the head for this, but I will handle this. I will handle this with New York. I don't want this to happen. You know, anybody coming into the city who wants to have a safe trip, and they shouldn't have to come across this. This should either be either have to do it or just don't post it at all. But anyway, I am going to, I'm in the mood for music. Oh, let's go a little. Matt, this is perfect for what has happened.
But then I spent so many nights thinking how you did me wrong, and I grew strong, and I learned how to get along, and so you're back, I'm out of faith, I just walked in to find you here with that bad look upon your face, I should have changed.
I would just want to let you know that the New York Sharks won they won their first game. Isn't that cool? Yeah, the New York Sharks won their first game.
I'm so glad I could provide you with that segue to talk about the
Yeah, so I'm so glad that that I got that segue too.
Do you know that we have a couple of rules down in our area, and I'm sure it applies all the way through. One, we say big gray fish. We don't say the S word. And the other thing is we don't say the H word. It's a tropical occurrence. And if you're really from the South, it's a recent unpleasantness. But we do not say the S word or the H word because it bothers people.
Okay. Okay, so Tracy, now I've been to the. I guess this is sort of the part of the Forgotten Coast, isn't it? Is it still considered? We're remembering this one. Okay, so, and Tracy is going to talk to us about the beaches of South Walton.
Yes, so we're a little bit east of Mike in beautiful Gulf Shores, which I love to vacation there, Mike, I have to tell you.
I know.
It's really fun because we all just share each other's amenities and attractions. So after you leave Mike and you headed east, you would go through Pensacola, and you'll probably speak with those folks today, and then you arrive in the beautiful beaches of South Walton. And we are 26 miles between Destin and Panama City. We are 14 very distinct beach communities. You may have heard of the town of Seaside, where the Truman Show was filmed, places like Watercolor and Rosemary Beach, and our newest beach development is Alice Beach. So if you're someone looking for that exclusive, luxurious getaway, kind of escape from it all, this is definitely the place to come. 40% of our area is preserved with state parks and natural lands, so you have room to breathe. You can get out, and you can hike and bike and commune with nature. You can go kayaking on one of our rare coastal dune lakes. We actually have 15 of them, which is the largest concentration in the world, and lots of activities. Like Mike said, we do a lot of girlfriends getaways, the girls getting away to spend time together and go to the spa.
Can I get the Apalachicola oysters there?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, I just ate at 3 restaurants last week, and they were all serving the famous Apalachicola oysters. So, yes, and we have an amazing culinary scene. I'm glad you bring that up. And it's all fresh, local ingredients. Our local farmers are doing organic. They're getting all their seafood from the Gulf of Mexico, and it's brilliant cuisine. You don't want to miss it. And then, of course, the shopping, and me being a gal, I love to shop. And we have that Silver Sands Factory Outlet Store, largest designer factory outlet in the nation, over 100 stores designer. You like Coach, you like the brands, we got them. And then if you want to find that special something that nobody else has, we have tons of boutique shopping, and they're bringing over all the latest European fashions and just latest, greatest trends. Or you can go out and look for that really cool piece of art because we have an amazing, thriving artist community. And I love going to Big Mama Hula Girl Gallery because she has over 30 regional artists, and it's fun and it's colorful. And I call it sensory overload when I walk in her store, but amazing artist galleries. Really just a little something for everyone, and I think that's what everybody in South Coast can really tout. Again, it's got the nature, but it's got a lot of the amenities and the dining and the shopping and all those things you want to do when you're on vacation.
Well, I'm sure they're going to that everybody in this entire group is all going to invite me on a press trip, and I'll be able to get back to everybody and report on what actually is happening. I mean, you think anybody here that's going to come on is going to say anything terrible about their air? Of course they're not. But
we promise you will not be disappointed.
But they promise I won't be disappointed. But and what I'll do when I go on the press trips is we'll do the show right from wherever it is that I am. That'll be
wonderful.
Really cool.
Yeah,
so now these poor people out there they've been standing for so long. Yeah, I think they want they're gonna come and talk to me.
About the girlfriend's getaway.
Okay, I'll ask them about the girl. Everybody, what? They're gonna have one too. Everybody's having a girlfriend's getaway. Come on in. Come on in. Come on into the room here. Yeah, I have a feeling, by the way, just in case, I think I might have screwed up before with the muting. Yes, I know, Barbara, you're listening. You don't have to get back to me. And she's probably emailing me, but I can't even see my email saying, bro, you're muted. I can't hear you. But it's okay. I'm back here now. So we have, I got Shelly Johnson from Southwest Louisiana with Lake Charles. And then I have Sharon Alford from Houma.
No place like Houma.
Okay, well, it's Shelley. Tell us about Southwest Louisiana, Lake Charles.
Well, first of all, you want to know where is Southwest Louisiana?
Yeah, where the heck is it?
And it's in the southwestern corner of the state. If you think of Louisiana looking like a boot in the shape of our state, New Orleans is in the toe and we're in the heel. So we're right between New Orleans and Houston, Texas, and a great place to come and visit, a very fun, family-friendly place to visit, wonderful festivals. We have actually 75 festivals a year, and we love to work hard and we love to play hard, and coming up next week is one of our biggest festivals. It's called Contraband Days, and it's actually rumored that Jean Lafitte hid his buried treasure in the Lake Charles area, so we celebrate that folklore by having a pirate festival the first 2 weeks of May, and Jean Lafitte and his band of buccaneers take over the city for 2 weeks of pirate reign. And that's just one example of a great festival. We have Mardi Gras, we have the Iowa Rabbit Festival, we have the Marshland Festival, we have the Alligator Harvest Festival, and on and on. And we'd love to have you come down and experience our culture, experience our food, where it's really okay to eat with your hands. We have some of the best seafood in the world, and if you need a spoon, you can eat it with a spoon, or you can play a scrub board with a spoon too, because we also have some of the best Cajun music in Louisiana, right in the Lake Charles area.
Well, you know, when I come down there, I have to, because I play different instruments. I always love to like play new instruments. I have the most oddest instruments in my house. So, and I never play, what is it, the scrub board? So when I come back down there, you're going to have me playing, you'll have me play the scrub board. You know, I'll tell everybody how it is. And so hang a second. Sharon, let's tell me about Houma. No place like Houma? Well, let's see if it is no place.
For everyone, Houma is spelt H-O-U-M-A, and the first question you're going to probably want to know from me is, where is Houma as well? Houma is located, we're looking at the boot of Louisiana, we would be in the southernmost toe of that boot. We're 57 miles southwest of New Orleans. We're in the Cajun portion of Louisiana, and we're what we call the Bayou Cajuns of Louisiana, because we still have beautiful bayous that lead south and lead into the Gulf of Mexico, and we have wonderful scenic drives that you can take. And as you're driving down them, you can see beautiful shrimp boats and the seafood industry thriving, and you can do some cultural tours down there while you're there. We are very different from some of the other areas, the coastal areas of the South Coast, because we do not have the beaches. We are an area that's the coastal marshes and the coastal swamp and wetlands. My parish is 65% water, which means we have more than enough really great fishing holes to go around the state. I mean, we want visitors to come down. We have very liberal limits in Louisiana for catching fish. Per day, you can catch 25 speckled trout. You can have a really good time catching these fish and then eating them later from the waters to your plate. We also, because we have our Cajun culture, things are done a little differently. We don't have directions like everyone else has. We don't tell people to go north, south, east, or west. We tell them it's either up the bayou, down the bayou, or across the bayou. Well, another odd thing is the seasons. Back home, it's shrimp season, it's oyster season, crab season, or crawfish season. So we tell the times of the year by the seafood that we're eating during those times. We actually had the first swamp tour in Louisiana, came out of our area. Our wetlands are absolutely awesome. Nowhere else can you see so many different hues of green in one spot, in one view. I mean, the wetlands, if you've never seen them, the beauty of the cypress trees and the moss that drape down from them is just absolutely awesome. They've been used in many, many movies, and we have the swamp tours, we have environmental tours, and we just like to pass a good time. The Cajun culture down there and the families that we have, we say we don't make friends, we just increase our families. Once you become a friend of the people in our area, you're actually part of their family. So we would like to invite everybody to come down and be a part of our family.
Well, we'll see when I get down there if I'm, you know, whether I get to be who adopts me when I wind up getting down there. So, but let me ask you a question. So, when we're talking about this entire area of tourism that we're here for today, what would you say, like, in terms of like distance? What are we kind of looking at? Okay. We're looking like 420 miles. Okay. So in other words, can I like actually like cover all of this? Like if I came down there, that's a lot to cover, isn't it? I mean, if I took a week, can I cover I can cover a couple of areas then, right? Oh, okay. That's good to know.
Of course, we recommend numerous trips down to our area.
Yeah? Okay. Well, I'll try to. I'll certainly try to get down there myself. I'll have you. Invite me down there, dear.
Yeah,
I'll have a ball. I'll try. You know, I'll fish and catch a crawfish or two or something. Yeah.
Catch a fish, and we'll package it up and send it home with you.
All right. Looking forward. Thank you very much for making your way into the office over here.
Thank you.
And I'll be back up there in a little while whatever's left over. Did they take away the food upstairs? Is that all gone? I want to come back and have a little. I want to have a little more. All the beverages, yeah, I know. Thanks a lot. Oh yes, I would. Right now, I would gladly break for a commercial, if it wasn't for the fact that we'll get it back there. Oh, thank goodness. Amanda's in here. Oh, she got me back here. Oh, thank God. All of a sudden,
make sure you move the mouse.
Oh, okay. I got to keep moving the mouse here. Okay. All right. Let me break for a quick commercial before we have our next person. Let's see. Oh, yeah. I love this one here.
Thank you for calling JetBlue. May I help you?
My cousin was telling me you guys have extra legroom.
Uh-huh. We have extra leg room as compared to a normal coach seat.
Okay. If I don't have an extra leg, can I use that room for something else?
No, that is not what the extra leg implies. We took out one whole row of seats, and that gave the rest of those rows a couple of extra inches of leg room.
Ah.
I understand what you mean. The words extra leg imply that, but it has nothing to do with having an extra leg.
I'm a pretty literal person.
Uh-huh. Well, that would be taking it very literally.
I guess a little too literally.
Okay. Is there anything else I can help you with?
I think that's it. You've been pretty helpful.
Thanks for calling JetBlue.
Dear traveler, stretch out. We now have the most legroom in coach. Visit us at JetBlue.com. Sincerely, JetBlue. Based on average fleet-wide seat pitch of U.S. Airlines.
Don't you love that? I love that commercial. So, oh, yeah. I'm looking at this guy's guy. Gary Ellis is his president. I'm looking to see what area of tourism of the South Coast USA tourism, and he's not. He's just the president of South Coast USA.
I'm actually the executive director of the association, so I manage the association and keep all the 12 kind of working together and partnering with each other.
Okay, Gary, let's tell me about, like, what you do and I how drunk are you? I say you have a drink.
I've got my starter here.
Oh, he's got his starter. Okay. So, and by the way, you know, like he may sound a little, if he sounds a little old, don't let him fool you. He's like, what are you, like 18? He looks like he's about like 18 years old, you know. And 18, yeah, he's a young guy. Anyway, come on, tell us about whatever you want to tell us.
Well, I guess the most important thing is we'd like to welcome all the guests here listening tonight to come down and explore all that South Coast has to offer. It's a very diverse region. We've got lots of great food and great fun, got great golf courses, have a wonderful variety of music and cuisine, And most importantly, we have Southern Hospitality, and we welcome you down and come experience the true, authentic, real Deep South.
So, like, again, to explain this particular area, I mean, in other words, this group has gotten together versus, I know, like, because you'll have tourism, like, from each state or, you know, each area. But why has this particular, is there any particular reason, like, this whole group got together?
You know, South Coast as an organization is pretty unique in that we cross state boundaries and county or boundaries, and in Louisiana's case, parishes, which are political lines of sometimes that can be barriers to working together. And what's unique about South Coast is that we focus on our experiences that we have to offer, and we work together to promote the region, which encompasses basically from Lake Charles, Louisiana, along Interstate I-10, over to Northwest Florida to our destination on that end is called the Beaches of South Walton, which is a just a beautiful, gorgeous North Florida resort location. So we work together. It's very interesting to work with 12 partners that we have together. My role is to help facilitate cooperation and communication among the 12, and it's fascinating to do that when you consider that we actually represent a small geographic region, about 400 miles, but we actually operate in four states.
Well, I'm going to wind up going there. And by the way, just so I know when to go, when not to go, if I can't deal with the heat, when shouldn't I go, or what's a?
Well, you brought up an interesting topic. We're basically a year-round region. Or like a lot of places in the South, is, you know, our summers are pretty warm, but that's also a great time to hit the beach, and it's very family-oriented. But, for instance, we play golf on January the 1st in South Coast, and we have many winter visitors from the Northeast and the Midwest that come down and spend their winters with us because the climate is mild. So we're really a year-round destination. Probably the most hottest time of the year would be probably late July, early August. It gets pretty warm, but that's when you find a lot of our guests and visitors out on the beach having a ball and having a good time. And then our spring and fall, like many parts of the country, the locals consider those to be our most special times of the year, because the spring and the fall are just really, in my opinion, the best. And winters are good. I mean, our average climate or temperature in, say, January in Gulf Shores area where I happen to live is probably, you know, a low of maybe 50 and a high of maybe 65, something
like
that.
If I were to come in, like, around, let's say, middle of September, am I going to, like, worry about the hurricanes hitting, or?
No, not really. I mean, statistically, there's always that chance, but, you know, I live actually right on the water, and lived there pretty much all my life, and we've had the unfortunate occurrence of once in 25 years of having a hurricane where I live, and it was not a pretty sight, I don't mind telling you, but you obviously have controls in place so that you would know in advance if there's any possibility of a threat or anything like that. But those that live there have a good consciousness about taking precautions and being careful, but generally speaking, the odds are very, very remote that you're going to have an issue with a hurricane.
Well, I'll figure out what time to go down there, but as I said, I'll make my way down there. Gary, I appreciate your coming from the room with the, would they have entertainment going on right now?
Oh, yeah, we got the Zydeco band going.
Oh, okay. Is that what it is? Okay. All right. So, I got somebody else. Well, I got one more person here. Who do I have here? Well, let me read his badge. It's Leon Maisel. Look at that. From Mobile Bay. So tell me, what is, like, Mobile Bay versus Mobile?
Well, we're a Bay Area. We cover the eastern shore of Mobile Bay and the western shore of Mobile Bay. We are one of the oldest places in America, over 300 years old, founded by the French. Bienville and Iberville. The Spanish came into Mobile Bay in the 16th century as well. So we have more really in common with Florida and Louisiana than we do with the rest of Alabama.
What and So let's say if I went to Mobile Bay, is there something in particular there that I would see versus some of the other places?
We have a very strong ecotourism component. We have the second largest biodiverse area in America east of the Mississippi, second only to the Everglades, and the fourth largest watershed in North America. Our nature-based tourism has just taken off incredibly. Everybody is interested in the earth and green, and we have a lot to offer with our delta. Also, the battleship USS Alabama and one of the most beautiful gardens probably in America, Bellingrath Gardens, along with numerous fabulous restaurants. And we have somewhat of our own cuisine as well, fresh local seafood, and we have our own way of preparing it. So I think we could offer a great deal of variety and fun for a tourist.
Well, I'm looking forward. Maybe I think maybe the end of September is a good time to visit the whole area. All right, maybe we'll talk about it then. Yeah, we'll talk about my coming down there then, and I'll bring my radio show down there.
Absolutely, bring your radio show, and we'll treat you just like a queen.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, and I'm gonna wind up ending a little early. Because I want to go back upstairs and hear some of the, Zydeco music. Yeah, because I want to hear a little of that and see if I can get a little more gumbo before I leave. And what?
King cake.
A king cake? Is that what's going up there?
King cake,
okay,
boy.
That's it. Goodbye, everybody. I'm leaving you early. Tune in next week. Since Mallory's not here, I'm not going to even bother with the music kind of thing. All right. Yeah. Yeah, well, you're dancing queen, dancing queen. Good night, everybody.